you walk out the door. If you look up the news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 run to get online. GoodNewsForecast.com.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, the thing doesn't want to stop. It just wants to keep playing stuff. Well, that's okay, because it's good stuff. Hi, Paul Slatkis. How are you? Today is Friday the 15th of May. Boy, this year is going by very, very quickly and also very, very slowly at the same time. Well, welcome to our show today, and thank you for tuning in. It's always a big honor to have a couple moments to spend with you all. So today, our show, first of all, let me mention the census 2020. Fill that out. It's very important for wherever you are here in America to be recognized because they allocate funding towards those numbers. In addition, I'll say right away, Jerry Feinfeld is very funny. I don't know if you noticed that. I mean, of course, he's not as funny as me, but he has potential. So I watched his show last night, and I was in a kind of a downer mode, hey Willow, but he picked me up. You know, he has just straight reality of life, and so funny. And I'm a Seinfeld-aholic, all right? And he lives on here up in the Upper West Side. All right, today's show is going to be the following. We're going to start off with still some due respect to the scenario that's going on now, with a little bit of a inspirational prayer, they call it, if you want. Some don't like the word prayer. I don't know why, but they're entitled to think whatever they might want to think. So, and that's beautiful too. And so, and as an ordained all faith minister, no faith, whatever you want to believe is good for me. Just don't punch anybody in the nose. All right. Then we're going to go to Jay Leno, another funny guy. Of course, not as funny as me, but these guys are going to make it one day. So then Jay Leno has a garage show because he's into cars. I'm into cars too. I like cars. I got a bug, and we're going to show you my bug, 75 bug. And we're going to show a little piece on that. So it's all good. And then Jay also has something about a love for his country, actually. Thanks, Willow. His belief in the goodness and fortunateness, not a word, but I think expresses the point of living here. Okay? Some people say we have a silver spoon in our mouth. We're so lucky. We are very, very fortunate. America is a wonderful place. It's one world. That's where our mindset is, the world, the picture. But God darn, America is a great place. We showed Robin Williams yesterday as a flag. That was a great piece. So you can go look at that on Facebook. Then I want to show us a segment on Mount Sinai Hospital, where they're cleaning and cleaning and cleaning on top of the cleaning for anybody to go there if they have a need. That's fortunately and unfortunately been my hospital. I saved my life. So I only have good things to say about Mount Sinai Hospital because I was a goner and they pulled me back. So that was five or so years ago. And then I did an interview with Patricia Washington, and where she talks about tax time. We talk a little bit about taxes and some products you can use during this tax scenario. The sooner you get your money into Uncle Sam, the sooner you get your money back if you have money. If you owe them money... You could take your time. They gave you 3 months or 2 months. Check with your accountant, okay, to be able to do that. Then Claire's going to do a little bit of her yoga, which is always important. I feel some physical exercise. They say that's very helpful during the any kind of ill health condition. And then Christina Fontanella is going to sing "You'll Never Walk Alone." All right, because we're all in this together, and we're going to show some pictures from the Portrait of Man, and take a little walk in our backyard here. So thank you for tuning in. Please tell others. We're going to rebroadcast this at 7 p.m. with our heroes. We're ringing the bell here or wherever I am, and then we'll put a link to this show. So thank you very much. I appreciate you being there, and as this button says, teach peace. That's our mission, and we're sticking to it. Okay, so our first segment here is to take a little bit of a prayer time. So we have this new page here, My Prayer for You and Thoughts for the Day. You know what? It's Friday. Let's read this one, because it's sort of a, this is by St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen, our women. Once again, I offer my services as an officiator of weddings or any kind of activity where it is a special event. And once again, all we are is what we are for each other is a thought for the day. And we'll be sharing a thought for the day each and every day as well. So now let's go to this Jay Leno guy. Boy, I love network television. I mean, I'm a product of network television by being a tube boob, a boob tuber growing up. I watched a lot of television, and I went into the television business. So for me, this is my happiness. Okay, this is Jay Show. He's a caraholic. Jay Leno Garage. Okay, that's cool. Now, you know, I'm gonna, while I have it here so I don't forget, we do have a bug, and there's our bug. There's before and after. Well, I'll be straight here. My bug used to look like this, and I used to have happy faces all over it on the car. It was out in Montauk, in my place at the Montauk Manor, which I am renting if anybody's looking for a place to go to. The beaches will be open on Friday of next week, there's nothing like Montauk. It's a special, special place. No, everything is like Montauk. Wherever you're happy, that's the coolest of cool. Okay, but I got to tell you, Montauk, or my place there, it's a two-bedroom, two-bath duplex. Overlooks the bay, you know, got the ocean breezes and the great beaches, and only 20% is occupied. I got my bug out there actually in Watermill now. So anybody that wants to help us get my bug back, I already fixed it up one time, and this is what it came out to. See, I used to have those happy faces there. You can see this is the Romanians at an International Day parade. I was in a lot of parades, so that's the way I've met. Actually, I interviewed Donald Trump in a parade, the Steuben Day parade, many years ago about his good news, and at the German consulate. Okay, Steuben Day is a big German event that who knows if we'll have it the same actually weekend that we have our Peace Day event, okay? And I'll just share that that our president did at that time say to me that I asked, you know, thousands of people what is good news. And he stated that his good news was helping others. Like the Salvation Army and Achilles and... I, throughout my career, since we did a big event for the Salvation Army, they verified all that good stuff, and I saw a big check from Achilles. So it's all good. Donald gives his money away as every wealthy person hopefully does. All right, I'll just throw that in. In any case, here's Jay Leno again, born... If you were born during these years, so obviously we're not super youngsters. We're only like at mid age. That's my belief. Okay, hey Moti. So I believe I'm just I turned 71. I thought I was turning 72. That's my brother-in-law's birthday today. Larry. Oh, what a great guy. He's like my brother. I love him dearly. I would send him carrots, but I don't want to deal with all that, the postal thing. He likes carrots. I just want you to know if you want to send him something. All right, Jay Leno happened to say, the best years to be born in the history of Earth, and we got to experience it all. Thank God for all the times, the adventures, wars won, technology developed, generations after future generations will never experience what we did, what generation we turned out to be. So this is for those born 25 to 55. I fall into 49. At the end of this email, there is a quote from Jay, and we'll read that quote if you don't read anything else. Okay, this was sent to me by Ellen Gaelic, who was my friend, the secretary of our senior class. Yesterday, we had a Sleepy Hollow High School benefit, but acknowledgement. I was the president of the senior class. When you're the president of senior class, you're the president for life. It's a sentence. But Ellen, she helps me all the time. So she knows what she's doing. Thank God. Someone that's organized. All right. And we showed our Ratman versus Bobbin movie. I suggest if anybody wants to go look at a time, 1966, which doesn't fall into this, but 1966, what life was life, and a Ratman versus Bobbin movie, because that theme was very big in the movies. Go take a look at that. You'll see Times Square with Howard Johnson. You'll see some interesting footage. And it's a good movie. These guys who moved on, Peter and Smallman and Henry, are big-time guys. In fact, Henry helped change the name of North Tarrytown to Sleepy Hollow. What do you think of that? How about that? All right, first, we survived being born to mothers who may have smoked and or drank while they were pregnant. They took aspirin and blue cheese dressing, tuna from a can, and didn't get tested for diabetes. I think my mother's cholesterol was over 300, I think. She loved ice cream. Okay, and she lived a long, long life. Thank God, I loved her. Then, after the trauma, we were put to sleep on our tummies in baby cribs, covered in bright colors, lead-based paints. That was a requirement. You had to use lead-based paint. No, it wasn't. I don't know what it was. We had no childproof lids on medicine bottles, locks on doors or cabinets. And when this is Jay Leno wrote this, and when we rode our bikes, we had baseball caps, not helmets, on our heads. And infants and children, we would ride in cars with no car seats, no bolster seats, no seat belts, no airbags, bald tires, and sometimes no brakes. Okay. Right. I don't know what's that's funny. This is, you know, a lot of people got hurt as a result of that. Jay, what the heck are you saying this for? All right. Riding in the back of a pickup truck on a warm day was always a special treat. We drank water from a garden hose and not from a bottle. Yeah, that was smart. I agree. We shared one soft drink with four friends in one bottle, and no one actually died from this. We are cupcakes, white bread, real butter and bacon. We drank Kool-Aid made with real white sugar. Oh, God, we weren't overweight. Why? Because we were always outside playing. That's why. We would leave home in the morning, play all day, as long as we were back when the streetlights came on. I used to get in trouble. I used to stay out too late. No one was able to reach us all day, and we were okay. We would spend hours building our go-karts out of scrap sand, then ride them down the hall, only to find out that we forgot about brakes. After running the bushes and a few times, we learned to solve the problem. We did not have PlayStation Nintendos and Xboxes. There were no video games, no 150 channels on cable, no video movies, no DVRs, no surround sound or CDs, no cell phones, no personal computers, no internet, no chat rooms. We had friends. Friends, friends, friends. We didn't have the show Friends. We were the friends. And we went outside and found them. We fell out of trees, got cuts, broke bones, lost teeth, and there were no lawsuits. That's true. From those accidents, waste of time, these crazy, silly lawsuits. We would get spankings, yeah, with spoons, switches, ping pong paddles, or just bare hand, and no one would call child services to report abuse. We ate worms and mud pies made from dirt, and worms did not live in us forever. We were given BB guns for this. Jay is a crazy guy. 22 miles of 12th road horses made up of games and sticks and tennis balls. Although we were told it would happen, we did not pull out of many eyes. We didn't put out many very eyes. We rode bikes, or we walked to friends' houses and knocked on the door, or rang the bell, or just walked in and talked to them. Little League had tryouts, and not everyone made the team. Those who didn't had to learn to deal with disappointment. Yeah, that's a different thing. Everybody plays now. All right, imagine that. I think it's good everybody to play, but, you know, it was a way that we lived. The idea of parent bailing us out if we were broke, the law, was unheard of. They actually sided with the law. Okay. These generations have produced some of the best risk takers, problem solvers, and inventors ever. The past 60 to 85 years have seen an explosion in innovation and new ideas. We had freedom, failed success, and responsibility. We learned how to deal with it all. If you are one of those that were born between 1925 and 1955, congratulations. You might want to share this with others who have had the luck to grow up as kids before the lawyers and the government regulated so much of our lives for our own. While you are at it, forward it to your kids so they will know how brave and lucky their parents were. Kind of makes you want to run through the house in scissors, doesn't it? Here's the quote of the month by Jay Leno. With hurricanes, tornadoes, fires out of control, mudslides, flooding, several thunderstorms, tearing up the country from one end to another, and with the threat of bird flu and terrorist attacks, is it such a good time to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance? For those who prefer to think that God is not watching over us, go ahead and delete this. For the rest, please pass this on. Whoa-wee. All right, that's Jay Leno's thinking, and thank you for allowing me to read it. Woo-wee. Okay, so let me go to an interview I did so I can take a breath of air here. All right, this is kind of a, where's that tax? Okay, tax. There we go.
Hi, Paul Flackers, good news broadcast. I'm speaking to Patrice Washington. Hi, Patrice, how are you?
Hey, Paul, I'm great. How are you?
Alrighty, good. TV financial expert and best-selling author of Real Money Answers for Every Woman, okay? I bet you some of those little tricks are good for men, too.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, good, because if we're going to talk about business, business applies to everybody. How to survive tax season. So tax season, though, yeah, they extended it. You have a couple months extra. What's going on with tax season? People are probably focusing on that, and maybe they should be, because they got a lot of time in their hands.
Oh, yeah. We got additional time, Paul, but we still have to file it. And the coronavirus shutdown has created a lot of stress. It's created also a lot of tax reform. So we have the additional 90 days, but that's the unique part. What's not unique is the way that we are still procrastinating as a country. So I really just want to remind people that you have the additional 90 days. Let's get it done and let's do it wisely and be wise about how we're spending these tax refunds.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's what my account said. I didn't like him for that. But get it done. Just get it done. Well, how about the people that actually get some money back? They should really get it done, right?
Yeah, the average American is going to get a $2,800 tax refund. And I think that's a great time to start that emergency fund. I think if nothing else, this time has taught us how important it is to have some money to the side. So I've been sharing with people about SmartyPig, which is a free, high-yield, easy-to-use website. I really like it because it comes with all the things that I like, the goal planning, the tracking tools, the reminders, things that are going to help us stay focused because, Paul, we still have goals for post-pandemic. And if there are things that we want to do when all this is over, this is a great way to start saving for it today.
Okay, so that was a website, right?
SmartyPig. Yeah, SmartyPig.
SmartyPig.
Oink, oink.
Oh, SmartyPig. I know that guy. You know, SmartyPig actually did a lot of, in the old days, SmartyPig was all over Times Square with advertising. Nice. Because I recollect that because I got a guy that he wants to be known as Smarty Pants.
So, well, now it's a way to save.
Ron Bashy.
There you go. All right. So now tell me a little bit about Smarty Pants. What does that site have to offer that can be good news for people?
First of all, it's FDIC insured, so you know that your money is protected. But I really like that you can name the accounts, that you can put it in buckets and save for very specific things. There's a lot of research that says when you're focused on the vision and there's a picture and a name to it, that it really helps encourage you to actually spend and not just avoid it or write it off as another savings account. So Smarty Pig is a really great tool for that.
You know, it's funny because I have a little pig.
There's my pig.
A bank.
There it is.
I got in San Francisco. And I put my money in a little bit. And actually, every day.
That's all my money.
I'm like, show live.
It's a pathetic situation.
Our interview, I tell people it's always good to put a little bit of money away for a rainy day. Now, this is a big time rainy day, right, for many people. This is a very, very hard time for people that have never been a saver, right?
It is. And I hope it's that reminder or that nudge, that inspiration, that we can't take it for granted, and that whenever we can put something to the side, we absolutely should.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I saved the most money to pay for my daughter's college when I made $11,000 about 40 years ago. Why was that? How come I could do that then? And can't do it now.
Because you were focused on a goal. You had a clear goal and a clear path to get there. But I'll tell you something that other people really should be looking out for if they're filing their taxes themselves. I don't know, Paul, if you've ever tried to file your own taxes, but the biggest frustration that I had was not so much filling everything in online. It was really running back and forth to the store looking for ink. And so that is what we don't want to get caught doing in the midst of this pandemic. I have been telling people about Epson's EcoTank Pro ET5850 printer because I honestly never saw anything like it. It's cartridge-free printing and so much ink that you can print out thousands of pages.
Uh-huh. I thought you were using a fountain pen.
No.
Yeah, Epson, great company.
Yeah.
I went into the 3D thing, too, if I recollect. I think I did a show on that, the fashion show. Epson's a great company. No, seriously.
Cutting edge.
Epson, that's cutting edge company.
Yeah.
So tell me about the printer. What is it, though?
So the printer allows you to copy, scan, fax, do all of the things that you need to do to make sure that you're filing properly for this tax season, but you don't have to keep replacing ink. That's the big thing, and that's the way you're going to save money over the long haul. It actually cuts your replacement ink by up to 80%.
Okay, how does it do that? Do you know?
But the technology alone, just it being able to not be cartridge-based. It's cartridge-free, so the technology allows you to just print thousands of pages.
That's mind-boggling.
It is. You know, Paul, there's so much new stuff out here, which is why I'm so excited to just keep sharing with Americans all that's out here.
Yeah, people need printers at home nowadays.
And another one is the fact that, I don't know if you know this statistic, but 50 to 60% of adult Americans have no type of estate plan in place. They don't have a will. There's no trust-based estate plan. And so another great tip that's cutting edge, trustandwill.com. This site allows you to simply create a fully customized will in as little as 10 minutes for only $69, which I know is unheard of, but it's a real thing. You can create a customized will in as little as 10 minutes for only $69. And if you need a trust-based estate plan, that means you want the will, you want the power of attorney, you want those health documents. All of that can be done right then and there without going back and forth to an attorney's office. You can get it done online.
Wow. No wonder why you have a best-selling book. You know a lot of information. Is it Epson.com for the website for Epson? Is it Epson.com? Or
really,
is their website?
Everything is going to be on tipsontv.com. So Smarty Pig, Epson, and trustandwill.com. You can learn more by going to tipsontv.com.
Oh, okay. Well, so you made it easier. Tips. On TV.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know about that website?
It's full of tips. Tips for tax season and beyond.
Let me ask you, it's a pleasure to speak with you here. Any other good tips that you want
see,
to
see? I can't see what they're doing because I don't have a satellite feed.
Yeah, we're in good shape. I really just want to encourage people to stop procrastinating. Waiting until the last minute may have worked last year or in years prior, but this year, because there's so much change, you want to get ahead of it and make sure that you avoid making any mistakes or any errors, and make sure that you're taking advantage of any credits or deductions that are due to you. So don't wait till the last minute and mess it up. Jump on it now.
And that also is a good time for everybody, since good news is 501c3. For people to make donations to the good news, because then they can write it off as a tax deduction for next year. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good to me, Paul. I'm with you.
But that's so. Not just, of course, not just some. There's great, great nonprofits out there. But the fact is, money donated at this moment, you know, charitable deductions, what's the situation in that regard?
Well, I would say talk to your professional, your CPA, your accountant, because
right.
Everyone's situation is unique. But mm-hmm. definitely be a blessing,
yeah.
You know, be
make
a
donation
to organizations and organizations that are in need, but you're also going to get that write-off for next year, not this year, but for next year.
Right. Yeah. All right. That works. So let me ask you one last question. I know you're busy sharing a lot of important tips on TV and other good stuff. We're involved with World Peace and have been for a long time. The International Day of Peace in September, and every day needs to be a peaceful day, and mm-hmm. Mother Earth Day, and all the good kinds of things similar that we're speaking about here. Now, I've asked many people, what is peace for them? And how about you, Patrice Washington? What's peace in your soul?
Peace for me is being able to wake up every day and do work I love, be a blessing mm-hmm. to other people, and just have my health and my family and be safe. Like that's what feels like peace for me.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing good news with us. And we'll check out all the websites and send our community to them as well.
Thank you so much, Paul. You too.
Okay, Patrice. Stay safe. All righty.
Okay. So that was Patrice talking about some kinds of ways to make your life a little bit easier right now with regard to tax preparation. So anybody that Uncle Sam's going to owe money to, this is your chance to find that monies at a time that you probably need them. All right. And so, and it's a good time to make donations. Okay. So here's Mount Sinai Hospital. I mentioned earlier on when I introduced today's show. So I wanted to share this video because it's talking about how Mount Sinai is cleaning their the hospital, and I that's good news for me because that is my hospital that saved my life about 5 years ago when my colon broke. So that was not a good scenario, except it became a good scenario, except for the big hernia I got, and I applaud them, I thank them. And I love them. And most of my doctors here on the Upper West Side are connected to this hospital. So I would suggest just for everybody, and I have suggested this many times in my, because we have probably 2,000 plus shows on health and wellness. What do I say? About 35-40% of good news is 5,000 plus shows are health and wellness for 21 years. I'd like to say that it's very important to have a very good doctor, a family doctor that knows your history, that whenever you go to anybody, even a dentist, and you go to any doctor, you ask them to send your documentation over to your own main doctor, okay? It's very good, probably be good then to get a copy of everything your doctor has, but I know I have my doctor for 20-some-odd years, right here. You don't go into his waiting room with 10 other people ever. That's not his game. His game is that one person comes in, you got a 9:30 appointment, you're there at 9:30, okay? That's the way he's always done it all these years. If you're not going to be there, you call and say you're going to be late, but don't just screw up. There's no place to screw up. He runs a tight ship, and I respect that. I throw you out. He just won't be your doctor. You know, the doctors don't have to be your doctors. That's their decision. And so so then I like that. And he's smart and he tells you what he thinks. And that's good, too. He has said to me over the years sometimes that I'm like his mother, that he tells me something and then I don't necessarily always agree. He goes, you're just like my mother. I tell her something what to do. She doesn't listen to me. But I pretty much listen to him all the time. And he's one of the smartest and he's taking care of the a lot of the people running New York City. Bottom line, presidents, pro-presidents, whatever, controllers, everybody. They're one by one walking out of there. All right, this is Mount Sinai Hospital, great hospital. Let's hear from this gentleman.
I am the Senior Director for Environmental Services here at Mount Sinai Hospital main campus.
Cleaning protocol.
So thermal cleaning is an intensive labor process for disinfecting all patient rooms on a daily basis. It's a process that involves frontline staff. And we can talk more in detail what it is. And it normally takes about 1 to 2 hours per room. So we do mechanical cleaning on a daily basis. So we use a healthcare grade hospital disinfectant, which is hydrogen peroxide and bleach that gets used on daily and multiple times per day. And on top of that, once the rooms are thermally cleaned, we come back with ATP tests. This is to find if there's any additional germs on the surfaces of high-touch areas. So we validate with ATP testing, and after ATP testing, we use the UV technology to UV the room. And once the room is done and it's validated, we come back, we do an additional QA, which is quality assurance with the management team, to make sure all high-touch areas in the room have been thermally cleaned before the room is turned over for the next patient use. So the process takes between 1 to 2 hours per room. And this whole process, keep in mind, the room gets thermally cleaned from ceilings to floors. Curtains come down, all rolling stocks are taken out of the room, and everything prevalent in the rooms are all thermally cleaned top to bottom. And it's done by the frontline staff, and it's followed up by the operation managers who go into the room to inspect the room, make sure it's done properly and safely. No, the entire hospital gets thermally cleaned on a daily basis. In addition, we have additional staff every day that are assigned to high-touch areas such as doorknobs, elevator lobbies, where they disinfect these and clean up on a daily basis on a 24-hour cycle. We want to make sure the whole environment is kept clean, not just patient units. So again, Mount Sinai Health System, the AVS department task is to keep a safe environment for faculty, staff, and patients. With that being said, we ask everyone to use safe, proper hand hygiene by disinfecting and washing their hands, using the proper receptacles for any type of waste. By doing this, we also have a safe and healthy environment for all our staff and faculties and patients to be.
Okay, Mount Sinai, thank you very much for sharing this video with us. And so now let's just take a moment to settle down in and with my good friend Claire.
Bring your knees wider apart. So we're at a tabletop now, and this is a turning motion. Inhale, right arm up.
Everyone's to
exhale, right arm down. Inhale, left arm up.
There's Deepak Chopra's yogi.
Exhale,
and
down.
This is the
inhale up, exhale down. Close your eyes. And just keep with the same movement and
six
feel
directions of the
how this is a completely
back.
Different direction for the spine.
Six
One
directions
more time
for the
each
spine
side.
And your back.
And then back to tabletop, balancing it. Inhaling dog. Exhaling cat.
Yeah.
Inhaling dog. Exhale cat.
Just do this even. Anything.
Inhale dog.
That exercise.
And that child's pose. Exhaling.
This is gorgeous.
Breathe in and out. Make any little self-adjustment to be more comfortable here. Whether your knees have to be further apart, buttocks lifted up off the heels slightly, or maybe it's better to just be on your back with your knees to chest. And enjoy this inversion as we receive the benefits of all the poses we've done so far. Now we're going to do a flow. So.
Okay. Thank you, Claire. Claire is wonderful. Super duper woman. All right, we're going to go outside and take a breath of fresh air. And then we're going to just finish today's show. Hopefully I can find the music that I wanted to play of my friend Christina Fontanella. And here it is. All right, so we're going to go out, take a breath there, and listen to this song. I love this song. That's Claire Diab, D-I-A-B. We'll come back in. This is important. It's 7 o'clock tonight. We come back out here. We'll put a link to this show. This is the tree that grows in Brooklyn. The Atlantis. Strong. Remember the story about Atlantis? Got covered, right? Magnolia came out beautiful this year. Let's take a moment of prayer. People all around the world, those suffering. Thank you, everybody. Tune in at 7.